This is the Texas Standard.
Abhis Sridharan grew up all over the world. Born in India, he moved with his family to France, China, and even the Fiji Islands.
All my life, my family has been moving around.
8 years ago, Sridharan came to the US on a student visa to go to college in California. There, he started making music. When his student visa expired, he went to France and came back to the US, this time landing in Texas in 2017.
What's up? My name is Abhi the Nomad, Indian rapper, currently living in Austin, Texas.
Hey, call me. Yeah, they call me modern trash. I am just a common fad. Wrote myself a letter for the gods. Now it's crumpled in a bottle flask. Took a while to start.
While in Austin, Sridharan began playing a few shows during South by Southwest, gaining experience, developing a portfolio of work, and with all that in hand, he applied for the little-known O-1 visa. It's granted to those applicants who exhibit extraordinary talent.
Might not make it to the top, people telling me to stop, everything could go wrong. Yeah, never had the world in my hands.
Everyone from musicians, artists, entertainers, actors, actresses, athletes, to astrophysicists, to chefs, to bartenders, to
That's immigration attorney Jason Finkelman. He says this visa is granted to people who can prove to immigration that they've reached the top of their industry. People like Justin Bieber, Hugh Jackman, John Oliver, and actress Kate Del Castillo are all O-1 recipients. Applying for this visa is not an easy process. The easiest way for someone to get it is through undeniable recognition, like winning a Nobel Prize or a Pulitzer. But because not everyone who's eligible for the visa is at that level, the person who gets to judge the relevance of their work is the immigration officer. And that's where most cases can turn difficult.
I have a client who designed the motion graphics for the way an iPhone would spin in an Apple iPhone ad.
Finkelman can't simply send federal immigration authorities a video of the iPhone graphics themselves. He has to submit everything on paper. Finkelman has to describe in print how the graphics move, why they're so impactful, and provide testimony of others.
So we'd have to get other graphic designers to say, the way that this particular individual was able to manipulate this graphic was revolutionary.
O-1 visas are for extraordinary people, but that doesn't necessarily mean they all have to go to Hollywood or become famous. A lot of them decide to stay and contribute to their communities.
In the past, in el pasado, en el año 1830,
en 1800... Gustavo Bernal works for an educational nonprofit based in Austin called Creative Action. He was a Venezuelan filmmaker in 2003 when he came to the U.S. on a tourist visa. But what he really wanted to do was work. So he met an attorney who helped him get the O-1 visa so he could shoot commercials.
So I work for an advertising agency in New York called Spike DDB. It is run by Spike Lee. I cut two PSAs with Magic Johnson.
But this was easier for Bernal than most. Back in Venezuela, he worked with high-profile clients like HBO Latin America and won film festival awards from all over the world. Now at Creative Action, he hopes to pass along his passion for film to his students.
On that age, I was already interested in this. I wish that when I was a kid, I had this opportunity to meet people like a teaching artist like myself.
Once granted, an O-1 visa is good for up to 3 years. Immigration attorney Finkelman says while nothing has changed about this extraordinary talent visa, applicants are getting more scrutiny.
We see U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officers looking with a more strict eye at O-1 visa applications than ever before.
And that's unfortunate, he says. Through this visa, creatives from all over the world get to contribute their uniqueness to the American cultural landscape.
It encourages innovation. It's in the interest of this country to bring the best and brightest talent to this country.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Antonio Cueto.